guess my most memorable English learning experience is debating. So I was on my high school's debating, English debating team when I was in Form 3 and 4, I think. It was during those 2 years that I started to become interested in reading English news and learning English. So I tried to like remember English words every day, learn English sentence structures, and to improve my speaking skills.
Do you find it very challenging?
yes, because it's kind of difficult when I was like all by myself when I learned English, because I was expected to have lots of ideas when I debated, and so the whole like our training of our debating team was really about ideas, like generating ideas rather than improving English. So I had to like improve my English at night when I was by myself.
But do you think the reading part is more difficult or the speaking part is more difficult?
What, the reading part versus the speaking part?
Mm-hmm. The speaking part of debating or reading part of debating is more difficult.
Speaking, because I had to like speak spontaneously without notes. So that's definitely more difficult.
Yeah, this experience, I guess, is more challenging than other people's English language learning experience. So we can come to the second question. What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Reading Time magazine before my A-level exam. So I've been reading Time magazine for years, but the several weeks before A-level exam was really memorable because I really wanted to get a good grade in English, so I spent lots of time reading those articles. I tried to like learn every word that I didn't know. I tried to read those articles out aloud to improve my speaking skills. And it was also fun to read those articles, because I could not only learn English, but also know more about world affairs.
Oh, do you remember any particular article which is interesting? It's alright. If you can't name. But
what?
Overall, do you think reading Time magazine is interesting or is very stressing?
I think it's both interesting and challenging. Interesting in the sense that I can read about lots of stuff. Challenging in the sense that it can be quite difficult several years ago when my English wasn't as good as I am right now.